Rose Patterson seemingly had it all. A big job, she raised three children, had grandchildren. From the outside, all appeared wonderful. But Rose had a deep hidden sadness, and in June 2020, couldn't bear another day and took her own life. Her husband, a longtime member of parliament, has become a prominent advocate for suicide prevention.
It's really important to talk so that people are looking out for people who might be anxious. And my wife is anxious. I wouldn't call her depressed. It's also very important for those who are anxious to realise they might be in real trouble and to talk before they take this terrible, permanent step.
While there have been thousands of individual tragedies like Rose Patterson, early statistics show no spike in suicide rates during lockdown. Researchers believe the increased anxiety and fear of the pandemic was offset by protections. People talking about mental health, family, friends, and neighbors more alert to warning signs, and checking in on people to provide support. Also, more and more charities are stepping in. Charities like the Maytree House in North London, the only residential suicide respite center in the UK. Staff there welcome the figures, but warn rates could rise.
Social scientists kind of say, you know, that when there's a collective emergency, a collective crisis, you know, is there this sense that actually you're not in it on your own? You know, we're all in it together. It's called like the social cohesion effect, you know. So that is a theory, and we'll have to see if that bears out in the long run in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years.
The Maytree can be found on Hub of Hope, an app listing all mental health resources by neighborhood. It's the brainchild of a Liverpool stand-up comic who tried to take his own life 8 years ago.
Charities are being created because with mental health awareness going up, people are more aware that they can take action, and there's definitely a real people power that's going on at the moment.
1 in 4 people experience mental health issues each year.
Ambassadors from Chasing the Stigma, training on how to spot warning signs of suicide and what to say.
Teaching, getting the word out, letting people know it's okay to ask, are you thinking about suicide? Mental health professionals say that is the only way to break the stigma and try to prevent someone from taking their own life. Jessica Baldwin, Al Jazeera, Liverpool.